shoot at them, of course, but shoot to scare them and try to make the horse run away and things like that, try to scare them to death.
Yes, sir.
And sometimes can't take the old man just as he got, the boy just as he got there. The men, just young married men, would take him off and keep him sometime half of the night or three-fourths of the night and turn loose and let him walk home. It's all sort of dumb things as that.
Okay. Now, somebody might ask you where your wife is today, and you'd say she's what? She's
shopping.
Okay. If she was in Albany, you'd say she's... Would you ever say, talking about where somebody is, referring to up or down or over or what?
You used to say uptown a whole lot. I don't know exactly why they said uptown or downtown. I guess when you had to go downtown, you'd have to go
uptown,
south or north or one up or down is up on a hill. But anyway, that was a big saying, uptown or downtown.
Okay. Or would you say ever over to Sylvester? Or?
Yeah, you might. She's old Sylvester. She's
okay. Now somebody might come to see you, and your wife says, "Well, he's not." Meet him at the door and say he's not.
Not at home. He's out of town. He's working. He's.
All right. Not to home.
Not to home.
Now it's 4 o'clock. These days is when school. What?
Turns out, kids get home from school when they...
When you started school, what time did school, was it in the fall that school would...
When I went to school, you didn't have, but according to how big a early the crop come in, you just had 5 and 7 months of school.
Okay. What'd you sit in? I mean, what was the school like?
Oh, we had double desks where I went to school. We had good desks, but they were two set in them. They were double.
Two setting?
And the desk set two together. They were wide enough for two, and you had a place right above your knees under the top of them for your books. You kept your other one side, and sit with you kept yours on the other side. You had one eat well in the middle top of the desk. Between you.
For you what?
For you ink. You didn't have no fountain pens, you know. You had a pen with a handle with a pen, writing pen stuck in it. That's just, you could pull them out and throw them away when it got bent, put in another one.
Okay. Now, talking about pens, the kind of pen that you used to put baby's diaper together?
Safety pen.
Okay. All right, when you started school, what grade did you start in? I mean, what did you start in? You called it the...
Well, a lot of places they started, they called it the primer.
Okay.
Started in, like, he was in the primer this year, next year he'd be in the first.
Now, you say you got a good, these days, they don't teach him to read and write, but you got a good, when you were in school.
Got a good education, or you got a good start in school.
All right. After high school, people might go on to
college if some do.
Okay. When a boy left home to go to school and didn't show, he
played hooky. I've done that too. A few times. Not very many, though.
All right. Was there ever a place out here where you could get books? Did the school have a?
Wasn't no place in the country, but you could. You know, they furnish books now, but when I went to school, you had to buy them. And of course, I think we had to buy books for my kids. All of my first kids had to buy books for them. But there used to be a bookstore in where I went to school, and we all went to that same bookstore and bought our books.
Okay, the place where you get books from is what?
A library, if you got a public library.
And you mail a package at the
post office.
You're in a strange